We have a brand new doctor on call right now, and if you will, Bob Dvorak. It's Rob Pratt, Bob Dvorak, and Dr. Edward Schnell about ready to introduce.
Well, Joe Bermell, the putting doctor. Now, you know, the boroughs of Oakmont and Plum are the areas where the golf course is located, and all these people are coming in. They wanted to do something for the families, for the crowds. Maybe people weren't necessarily going to the tournament, or if they are going to the tournament, this is a little diversion. And Joe Bermell, the putting doctor, he can cure the yips. He can talk you into a better game. And the short stick is what wins golf tournaments. So, Joe, why don't you explain a little bit about your demonstration, what you're going to talk about when you're here next Wednesday in Oakmont Borough underneath the clock tower.
Yes, sir, Bob. Thank you very much. And, our road show, the Putting Doctor Road Show, which will be next Wednesday, June 13th, on Allegheny Avenue in Oakmont from 5 to 7 p.m., a two-hour program. We'll be giving a presentation, a demonstration, a question-and-answer period, and putting tips. And for the remainder of the two-hour period, we'll be giving a one-on-one help to all golfers as best we can to they will be better than when they walked in the door. A key piece of our instruction concepts, very simple, is a triangle. For all the golfers out there, your eyes see the distance between the ball and the hole. A signal goes to your mind. Your mind tells your hands how much pressure, how hard to hit it for the desired distance. And the more you repeat that triangle process, the better opportunity you have to make your best putting stroke.
All right, now look, Dr. Schnell's been having some troubles with his putting, and he's actually going to utilize this time to try to help his putting. So go ahead, Eddie's all yours.
Yeah, you know what? I don't seem to be able to follow through real well with my putting. You know, it's that follow through that you kind of just stab at the ball. I guess I'm a typical amateur, huh?
That's true, Bob. Most golfers, that's very common. Thank you for the point in question. Most golfers that sort of stab at it or jab but don't complete, finish the stroke, putting stroke, just like they don't finish the golf swing, okay? They don't finish the putting stroke because most of them are afraid they're going to hit it too far by the hole, thus risking a three-putt. So what do? They leave it 5 feet short, just as well as 5 feet long, still risking a three-putt. Okay, there's a cert back, a back distance and a through distance, and acceleration through the ball to conclusion of the putt. And we teach that live and in person, okay? And it's so simple, believe me, when you see it, I have a little technique that I show all the golfers, and no golfer, and here's the statement I'll make, carte blanche, no golfers that I've taught in the last 20 years, okay, walk away from me, okay? They all walk away from me better than when they walked in the door.
I have two questions for you. One, I've been told that you have to leave it at least 18 inches. If you miss it, you should be at least 18 inches within the hole. And second is, can you make me a scratch golfer?
Well, I can tell you this. The first thing is the 18 inches. It's Dave Pels, who's one of the most renowned in the world, teacher to Phil Mickelson, short game, etc. He advocates his teaching philosophy, quote-unquote, 17 inches past the hole. I have a little different take to that. It's relative to the length of the putt, okay? Basically, what Yogi Berra said, okay, all the putts that fall short don't go in, okay? Sounds very simplistic, but it's true, okay? We're going to miss the hole left or right, not because we didn't reach the hole, but at what distance? We're not worried about reaching a 20-footer. That's a 2-foot distance. The holy grail of putting is 6 feet and less. Okay? And there's where you have to be proficient. Why? Because think about it. When you play golf, your second putting stroke on every hole, okay, barring a hole out, of course, your second stroke is going to be somewhere between a tap in and 6 feet. Okay? So how many of those second putts, 8 times 18, you make or don't make, okay, is going to dramatically influence what your score is going to be. So that's where you got to be proficient. Okay? But we're going to miss left or right, not because we didn't reach. When it's out there, medium range putts, 20 foot, okay, we want to pass the hole, be within 2 feet, okay? If we can't make a two-footer, then I hate to say it, but, you know, people are toast, but I untoast them, okay, and show them how to reach the hole without being too far and risking a 3 foot.
Yeah, my key distance is 6 feet, Doctor. That's the distance you get buried when you come home and you lose. Yeah.
No, that's what you hear about it. And then the funny thing is, you know, you hit a 250-yard drive, it's one stroke. You hit a 3-foot putt, it's still one stroke. Not fair, not equitable, yes. But we didn't make the rules. We got to live by the rules, okay?
But,
he,